Drench Lamech Beis by the Oiz Beis. So here is, he's been talking about doing things that are opposite of our physical desires in order to break them. With this we can understand the words of Chazal. Tani went in a brayse. Reb Shimon bar Yochai Yomer. Reb Shimon bar Yochai says, "Gimel Matan Estevis Nasan Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael." Hashem gave three good gifts to Bnei Yisrael. Kulam la nosnam ela yidei Yisurim, and the three of them were only given through Yisurim, through affliction. Elohein, these are them Torah. Eretz Yisrael v'Olam Haba. In order for a person to achieve these three, either Torah knowledge, Eretz Yisrael, or Olam Haba, a person needs to afflict themselves. Meaning that one would not be able to acquire them through leisure. Gimel and Yanam Elu, these three concepts, Himikuris are Kedusha Shalom Yisrael, they are the source of Kedusha for Bnei Yisrael. And their essence is the peak of spirituality. And one cannot merit them only through affliction, which means purification of our physicality. Because only if a person purifies their physicality can one merit spirituality. Because physicality and spirituality are competition to one another. The Gemara says that Yerushalayim is only filled when Tzur is destroyed. Alan Cohn said he left your audience with Shalom on the table.
Okay, so what is Tzur?
Tzur is a city in Rome.
In where? Does it also Rome. Mean Rome. Turn? I thought it meant turn.
It is Rome or it's Tur?
It's a place in Rome. It's a city in Rome.
Rome is a city, so it's
City. It's in Italy. It's actually a city in the Rome Malucha, whatever it is, back then.
And what do we? What's the deal with the city? Why do we care?
It was just that. That city represents physicality, and Yerushalayim represents spirituality. So the Yerushalayim is only filled when Tzur is destroyed. Tzur, as he says, he explains. Tzur Amaz al Makar Chumrias. Tzur represents the source of physicality. As the Rishim Vayichoy said about the Romans, that Kamasha also they also whatever they made, they only made for their own sake. Yerushalayim is the source of kedusha, sanctity, and spirituality. When one falls, the other rises. And therefore, Olam Haba, the world to come, which is the time that we sit and bask in the glory of the Shekhinah, as long as a person has not purified their physicality, a person cannot merit Olam Haba. Without first passing through Gehenna, which purifies the physicality. Whatever physicality there is left then. Avlam, Zikich, Gufa. No, you gotta wait for the next sentence. Avl. But if a person purified his body during his lifetime, yeah, you have to go through Ganem.
That's actually a colloquial saying. So you have to go through Ganon to get there.
Get that. Take care of it yourself, or it's taking care for you.
Yeah, all you got to do is. I went through it. Go to the Merck for about 15 years. That's it.
Go to the where?
The Merck.
The Merck exchange.
Mercantile exchange.
Oh. But if a person purifies their body during their lifetime, he can even have oilam haba during his lifetime too. To bask in this world from the glory of the Shekhinah, this anagel Hashem, and to take pleasure in Hashem. So also one cannot achieve lofty levels in Torah unless the person is experiences self-sacrifice for the Torah. Somebody who learns Torah in times of desperation, meaning in times when it's difficult for him, he is satiated from the Ziv HaShekhinah, the glory of the Shekhinah. The Pasuk says, fortunate is the person that Hashem will afflict him with the Rasul Islam Danu, and he will be able to learn the Torah. Which goes over Rambam, Vilchus Talmud Torah, the Rambam writes, Vilchus Talmud Torah, Ein Dibri Torah Miskayim, Bechulu, Le'ele Shalom Nimitach Idun. The words of Torah do not take effect upon those who learn person who allows himself all the pleasures of this world.
Somebody who indulges.
Right. But with Tekka Achila, Shtia, it doesn't take effect on a person who is involved and who is mainly involved in eating and drinking. Rather, it will take effect on someone who sacrifices himself for it. Mitzar Gufay Tamid, and he allows his body to suffer for Torah. Leitan Shina Le'ena V'chulu, he will forfeit sleep from his eyes for the sake of Torah. Ad Kala Shem. Ki Ein Divrei Torah Nikna Rak Al Yedei Zikra Chachomer. The words of Torah are only acquired through purification of physicality. And as he said above, purification of physicality is not allowing the physical body that it wants at that specific time.
Is he meaning here something beyond just being able to recite it like an academic?
It means to the Mazda Vittoria to have an effect on it.
Yeah, I say, so it's something beyond simply knowing what's up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one can be an academic and know all of Shas. It's not good. It doesn't mean that the Torah is stuck to it. This is a very fine balance. I mentioned this numerous times. You just have to know what is extra and what is necessary. It's basically what it boils down to.
Extra and necessary to what?
What is it? In physicality.
Ah, okay.
It's a very fine line. Because the one who is a glutton, which means someone who's
naturally a glutton, who's inclined to be a glutton, because something that
everybody's inclined to be a glutton.
We're animals.
No.
Born animals.
No, I wouldn't go that far. But we have a nefesh of Bahamas, and we're drawn to physicality. It's just our nature. just to overdo it in any area is distancing ourselves from spirituality. Where, on the other hand, if a person needs the kaiches to be able to be involved in spirituality.
And this is except on Shabbos.
Right. Because then that's not, yep. The physicality of Shabbos is not physicality.
Yep.
Yep. Chen Gang, Bikini and Kedushas Aretz. So he explained Adam Hava and Torah. Now he's going to explain Kedushas Aretz. Chengam Bikinyan Kedushas Aretz. So also with the acquisition of the sanctity of the land, Asher Hashem Lekechadosh Asatomid, that it says about Eretz Yisrael that Hashem seeks it always. Ein Hashem Lekechavo, the eyes of Hashem are in it. Meaning, Tzorach Lav Zikr Chacham. In order to acquire that sanctity, that level of Eretz Yisrael, one needs to go through a purification of physicality. Only then can the person merit to feel the goodness of the land. It says that Yeshua and Kalei, when they came back from Eretz Canaan, they came back from spying Eretz Canaan, they said, the land is very, very good. So Lechavitch explained that we find this term ma'oid ma'oid, very, very, we find by Anova. As I'll say, ma'oid ma'oid evesh varuach. A person should be very, very humble. Because one cannot merit the sanctity of the land, unless someone who has this concept of subjugating physicality. This is the gateway to Hashem to enter spiritual and lofty life. Because if a person doesn't merit to feel any pleasure in Torah, or the sanctity of our holy land, and if he doesn't feel the world to come, the feeling and the pleasure of benefiting, of taking pleasure in the glory of the Shekhinah, the cause for all that is because he has not purified his physicality. According to this, we can explain the words of Slonim Rebbe and Yisod Avoda. He comments on the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Shav Nedorash Betleiser Rabbise Cheskia Melech Dorash Bechadze Rabbise. That Shavna was such a Talmud Chacham that he said shir in 13 different communities. And Cheski HaMelech Darshan in 11. So it seemed that Shavna was greater than Cheski HaMelech.
Because he moved around more.
He's more accepted. He was. He also Sancheriv, but sorry, Yerushalayim. But when Sancheriv came, and he surrounded Yerushalayim, because of Shavna Piske, Shavna wrote a note to Sancheriv that Shavna v'siyata yishlimu, Cheski v'siyata leishlimu. That he wrote a note to Sancheriv that saying Shavna and his company are willing to make peace. Cheskia and his company are not willing to make peace. Meaning, Shavna was willing just to forfeit Yerushalayim to Sancheriv. That's when they went to war, and Sancheri fell to Chesky. Amar Lozer, it was Shavna Balhano Esoya. So the Lozer explains what was Shavna, even though Shavna was seemed to be such a great Talmud Chacham. Why is it that it seemed that when it came to any threat against his life or whatever it was, he totally forfeited the holiest that we have? With the Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash, was everything. So he says, Shavna Balano, Shavna was a person that was a enjoyed pleasure. So the Seder Avoda explains over there, in his Shavna Siyatoi, that this concept of a Shavna and his company, Shekol Limudam Hayesh Loi Lishma, all of their learning was not for the right reason, but Rishvila and Asim was for their own pleasure. The Hirvitz Torah Bishvil Kavodah, and he only spread Torah for his own honor. And that's why he said to his disciples, "Shein tzarach levalis hazman b'inyanei musar." It's a waste of time to learn musar. Ki l'harbas Torah, just concentrate on multiplying Torah. Ein tzarach l'sag about meklal. Don't withhold from yourself any of the matters of this world. Ki l'hanes me'lamaza. Rather, you should take pleasure in this world, and you'll be able to acquire the Mahava through that as well. That's what Shavna's approach was. Chesky taught his Talmidim that they should hold back from the pleasures of this world. They should lay in the words of Musar. Only through that will they merit the Mahava. As Chazal say, there she said, the Suda of Chesky HaMelech was vegetables. He didn't allow himself the pleasures of this world. And that's why Shavna was so popular. He didn't demand anything from people. He was quite the contrary. Eat and drink and be merry, and you'll have them have it too. And Chesky kept on telling him, no, they have to withdraw from matters of Eidem HaZeh. Shechibtzu anoz Eidem HaZeh. L'chein gam eshtim v'shalam v'siyatim v'sacherev. So that's why when Sancherev came along, and it would work better for their physicality, they made peace with Sancherev too. Ki lo yohisa lahem nechein ez la'akrova. Going to war would have been too inconvenient for them. But Chesky and company would not make peace with Sancheriv. So that's why it says there in the pasuk that Hashem told Chesky, don't worry about the fact that Shavna has greater multitudes of people. Because as we said before, to the light of Torah, Shavna might have not had a lot of Torah knowledge, but to the light of Torah, one can merit that only through purification of physicality by withholding from the pleasures of this world. One cannot merit only if we're willing to forfeit this world for the next world. And they are a contradiction, as is fire and water. Just like one cannot put fire and water together, so also one cannot put Oilam Hazan and Oilam Haba pleasures of this world and the pleasures of the other ones. No, one could put Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba together. It's just the pleasures of this world. The inyan of deriving pleasure is something that should be A person should seek in spirituality rather than in physicality.
Except on Shabbos, where it comes together.
Right, once again, that seeking pleasure on Shabbos is a mitzvah. Spirituality.
But we also don't say that on Shabbos that gluttony is a good thing either.
Well, it's not done for the sake of deriving pleasure on Shabbos. It's fine. You know, we definitely overeat on Shabbos.
That's true.
I speak for myself. I sit down to shal shudas in the winter. I'm only eating the covered Shabbos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Huh? For sure,
no, but it depends what time you eat milk.
You have more time between Shal Shudas and Malka.
The question is, why is it covered Shabbos to eat when you really don't want to eat at all? Why is that covered Shabbos? I know we say that it is, but it's not clear to me why it is.
Well, first of all, there's a mitzvah to eat three meals. Whether you want to or not, so it's Washington. At least the first kezias of challah is definitely a mitzvah. Whether you decide to have some herring with it is a different story. Obviously, if you decide to have some herring with it, you're going to have some pleasure from it.
Isn't that the only?
Saying that if you don't have Cholent on Shabbos, you don't have Shabbos. If you do have Cholent on Shabbos, you don't have a Sunday.
Thank you. To make your Shabbos, it's not a Shabbos.
Yeah, but there is an onion of onion Shabbos.
Someone smells like a sword at this point, wasn't it?
You might, you could go have Shabbos, you would be lacking onion Shabbos.
But did we say that was a lower level to the higher level was the Arnie Shabbos and basking in Hashem? That was a much higher level.
Yeah.
And could do things like Kedusha, Torah, and Avodah.
Yeah.
A lower level was more of a.
This is Dursha Shabbos. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for those of us who
right, like
enjoy
us.
The food bowl.
Saddles at a higher level, though.
No. Later, like you said, you have to take that physical. So we are physical people. So if we take that physical and we say we're going to make it to L'Kavod Shabbos, it raises what you're doing into a.
Yes,
into
it does.
A
but if you deny yourself during the week, and indulge in food and drink and the like on Shabbos. Then it's as you're indulging in this stuff, you're saying, "Oh, Shabbos is wonderful because I can, you know." But it doesn't work if during the you do the same thing all week.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a deep in the fast, literally. Friday night.
Happy Amar. According to what we said yesterday by Shal Shudas, it's taking all that pleasure that we usually derive from Adam Haza and trying to channel that to Kedusha. That's the way of combining Adam Haza and Adam Haba. According to what we said yesterday, can explain the Chet HaEgel that the Erev Rav brought about. And they said, Kizem Moshe, we're going with Moshe, this person, we don't know what happened to him. Because the Erev Rav, that were not descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The multitude that joined Bnei Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim, we just had this last expansion. They couldn't understand Moshe Rabbeinu's conduct, which was total nullification and subjugation of physicality. He had this concept of ma. His service, he was in a concept of ma. As Moshe Rabbeinu said, what am I? His physical self, he had nullified his physical self. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's level. So that's why they chose for themselves, instead of Moshe, that their leader should be a calf, which represents physicality. Because had they made a non-kosher animal, that would have represented forbidden physicality. The eagle should mean Torah, but a calf that is a kosher animal, in Yanoi Chumriyas Muteres. So it's what they wanted was permissible physicality. That's why as soon as Moshe came back, he broke the luchas. Because if that's the approach that they have, which is they want their leader to be someone who's going to allow them all physical pleasures, then there's no purpose for Torah. They're not going to be able to accomplish that.
Isn't it more that he broke the luchos because if they built that ego because they wanted a physicalness about it? Wasn't the luchos, wasn't that the physicalness of the spirituality? So maybe that the ego kind of replaced the luchos, so he broke the luchos.
He didn't replace it. Whatever it was, it was a contradiction to it.
Maybe I don't use that. Right.
It was a contradiction. That's you're saying that luchos represented the extent of physicality that is necessary for spirituality. And they wanted an excess of physicality, so there was a contradiction. I can hear that. He's saying poshut. He's saying that. As you have mentioned before, that the acquisition of Torah can only be through through withholding oneself from permissible physicality. And if their approach was that they should be allowed all permissible physicality, then there's no point in the Torah because they're not going to be able to acquire it anyway. He says, because if they're going to learn Torah while they're still sunk in physicality, so they're going to physicalize the Torah too. It's better I should just take the Torah from them and they shouldn't contaminate it. Moshe took the eagle that they made, he burnt it in fire, and then he ground it until it was fine dust. Hainu, meaning what that represented, lachnias achumnias, to subjugate physicality. According to this, we can understand the purification of the Parah Aduma. Maybe Rashi, b'shem Rav Moshe Adarshan, as Rashi brings from Rav Moshe Adarshan, ki Parah Aduma mechaperes al levana egel. That Parah Aduma atoned for the Chet HaEgel. Ayin Shem. That the concept of Parah Aduma, once again, it's a cow, and the Chida says that represents an excess of physicality.
A permissible physicality.
Yeah. Hamatamas Kol HaTohirim, which, as we know, the Paraduma contaminated all the pure people that had any, that that came in contact with it. Eitz of the time Achumi is al Deisrevis al Parah, Leifer, and the way to become pure from this the from the tumah of physicality is by burning the cow into ashes. I know Achnas al Achumi is. They are tikkun amazareh. That is the tikkun for the Cheta Egel. Hamer also the Hapach Saruch Nes Lachumri. They wanted to transform spirituality into physicality. They wanted to accept an Egel instead of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vilus Revis HaPara Mashmus L'Avach. But burning the cow is exactly the opposite. Sh'yav Shalah Hapach Matom L'Tor. It's the realization that one cannot transform Tuma into Tahara. It's only by burning one's physicality. Only then can a person become pure. That's why it says, this is the decree of the Torah. It doesn't just say, this is the decree of the cow.
It wouldn't have quite the same impact.
No. Decree of the cow.
No, it's the decree of the Paraduma.
It's the only place that's those chukas Torah.
This is the chukas of the Torah.
Right.
But this very concept, we were talking about 2 weeks ago on Shabbat, the Siddurot Shabbat, we're talking about the idea of burning physicality. We're talking about literally 2 weeks ago.
How does one burn the physicality?
As he explained, it's withholding from oneself. No, that's not how you do it.
Elliptical, sorry.
Well, actually, it's possible that that is a way. Because if your inclination is not to get onto the treadmill, right, you'll be killing your rutzen by going onto the treadmill. That is one way of taking. He said before that the way for a person to burn their physicality is by doing the opposite of Yeratza.
So we're not even talking like Yusha verse like Chumerdik things. Like Rebbe just said, like even
right. Again,
wanting to go on.
But it has to do with bad middis, meaning the reason why you don't want to get out to the treadmill is because you're lazy.
Right, right.
Right? So doing the opposite of that and breaking your laziness, that is breaking your physicality. They say the story of Rebbe Baruch Ber. Rebbe Baruch Ber was lying in bed at night and he thought they wanted a drink of water. So he said to himself, maybe I don't need a drink of water. Maybe it's just my time. So he decided that he's not going to get a drink of water. So then he said to himself, but maybe I'm just not going to drink water because I'm lazy. Huh? I want to get out of bed. So he got out of bed, got the drink of water, put it next to his bed, and went to sleep.
Oh, but he didn't drink it.
Okay.
So he broke his laziness, and he broke his time.
I'm just going to hold my breath now. Break my time.
That's not a time. That's
holding your breath. Well, that's a drink of water. This
no, that's was, something you can either.
That it might have been time.
And Yehuda, when you pass out, it'll come right back.
Yeah, that's not a time.
Yeah, that's why I said it has to be associated. The person has to be able to associate their will with a bad midah. If it's associated with a bad midah, you got to break it. If it's taiva, if it's laziness, if it's atzvos, if it's depression, or it's the person has to be able to tag something onto it. What isn't letting me get out of bed now?
And be able to distinguish between holding your breath and something that, gee, I'd like another bowl of the stuff.
The Ravid writes that there's a such thing called the Tainus Ravid, it's the fast of the Ravid. Rabbi said, you don't have to fast all day. Just when you're ready to eat, and you pick up the spoon, and you put it to your mouth, back down.
Because you break the time.
Just break the time. He said, it's called time has arrived. Rabbi called it, considers it a fast.
And then what? Go ahead and
you can eat it. But just,
I heard that at that moment when you're your plate.
Huh?
I heard that it's not finishing,
finishing your plate, plate, or it's whatever. It's yeah. Those.
Maybe you say Tana Sieber by that.
Not really.
It says that's like that's equal to like 50 fests or something, right? Like
it says, yeah, it says like a bunch.